days and weeks were getting closer leading up to it? Because he was one of the guys being.
I mean, it's hard not to pay attention. It's all over the news. So, yeah, but, you know, I didn't let that affect me. You know, I know what I bring to the table. You know, I was just ready for my time. So,
do you take the Browns taking Denzel as an endorsement of you, of what they think about you?
Like I said, they make the decisions. I don't know what was going on, but, you know, I'm just happy to be here. So.
How are you better as a player right now than you were when you showed up a couple years ago?
More experience. Got a lot of studying time on my tape. And, I'm a different type of player. I'm not really reading like I used to be. You know, I'm just a go. And this new defense we got.
How much of pass rush is natural and how much of it is things you have to refine as you go?
Yeah. I would say going back and watching myself on tape, I didn't use my hands as well. But I just got to work on that a little bit more and, just get better at refining my skills.
That side of the football has basically, for all intents and purposes, almost been rebuilt from scratch this offseason.
Yeah.
Especially when you talk about even the starters. Mm-hmm. What were your thoughts on that and everything that's been done? And then also just the expectations now that are going to come with that.
Of what?
As far as, you know, because that side, you know, inside the ball has been really upgraded, it seems, from a talent perspective. And mm-hmm. So the expectation is going to be that you guys are going to go out there and do some damage.
Yeah, we all were brought here for a reason, you know. We all got to step up to our play, you know. We all got to give this team a chance to win games, you know. We went 0-16. Nobody's looking at that anymore. It was a new season, a new time, new year, so.
What did you learn from you look at especially the first half of the schedule. You guys got a lot of really, really good quarterbacks mm-hmm. right out of the gate. Mm-hmm. What have you learned about, especially the quarterbacks within your division? What have you learned about them and just your thoughts on that challenge? Because obviously you want to get after them.
Yeah, you know, I've been off for a while. You know, so I'm just tasting. I just got to get back. I just got to get into a game. You know, I just got to get my feel back and. For the game, so now I'm ready. We got Pittsburgh first game, so that I'm ready for that.
When you did get hurt, did you keep an eye on what was going on, or did you really just kind of focus on getting yourself better and just kind of step away from everything that was going on?
Both. Focus on getting better, and also those are my brothers. Those are the people I grounded with. You know, I had to watch them. I got to see how they're progressing, you know, what they were doing, or. If I could help, you know, I'd call Miles or I'd call Larry and tell them what they were doing, what they would do better in certain type of plays. So, yeah, I did my part. So.
What are some of the things that you kind of studied in off seasons and kind of thought about in great detail or talked to people about in terms of the various things you can do to optimize your skill set?
Yeah, when the offensive lines up, they tell us a story, like Greg always says. They tell the story of what they're about to do, either run the ball or pass the ball. You can tell by the lineman stances, which I pay close attention to. So,
Emmanuel, I don't know if you already been asked this, but the fact that the Browns didn't draft Bradley Chubb at number 4, did you take that as a sign that they really think you can be that guy?
I mean, that's the front office. That has nothing to do with me, you know. So I'm just happy to be here, you know. So
I mean, when I took it as a signal that. They trust you as their mm-hmm. starter opposite Miles,
yeah.
And that you're the guy kind of going forward.
Yeah, I mean, I know I bring what I can bring to the table. They know what I bring to the table. You know, they believe in me. I appreciate them for doing that. But, you know, I'm just out here ready to play, ready to compete.
Miles expressed, you know, his support of you by kind of hoping that they wouldn't draft Bradley Chubb. What does that mean to you to have teammates draft for you like that?
Miles. That's my boy, you know, we got a bond going on. We make each other better, we compliment each other, you know, in pass and run game, you know. But he's a great player and he'll be a great player for a very long time in this league. You know, we just compliment each other, so I feel like we have a bond going on while changing now. So.
Other than football, what did you guys bond over?
Miles is kind of a quiet guy. I mean, we'll go out to eat sometimes, mm-hmm. you know, play pool, you know. Mm-hmm. I beat him every time. No, I'm kidding. Even, but we just play ping pong, you know. I'll play Fortnite too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, we got that going.
You guys play duos, switch off?
Yeah, we play duos. Then we play squads. You know, he got his boy. Then I play with DK. It's me, DK, Maz, and his boys. And we all get on the game together. So.
You guys are on opposite ends of the defensive line. Can you guys use that chemistry to kind of I don't know how that communication works on each side of the line.
Oh, yeah, you know, when we study film, you know, since sometimes we might have to flip sides, so yeah. I got to let him know what this right tackle is doing. He let me know what the left tackle is doing, so in case I go over there, you know, I'm ready to go.
Now, your skill set is such that you were essentially first round. You're 39, number 32, which is a first rounder, basically.
Right.
But, you know, Garrett was the number one. Can you tell, I mean, you know defensive ends, mm-hmm. you are one. Can you tell what it is about him that, you know, he has that almost nobody else has?
He got the explosiveness that I've never seen from anybody. He's a very powerful player, you know, but... Yeah, I feel like Miles is it's kind of a rare breed, you know. You don't find that very often.
In terms of your skill, again, you're mm-hmm. essentially a first-round pick, and when you talk about what you bring to the table, how would you spell that out? What is that you bring to the table?
I bring whatever helps the team win games, you know. I can stop the run, I can rush the passer, or whatever the coach wants me to do, I'm ready to do it. So.
And you've had to change positions and even coordinators once during your pro career. Is it going to help you, or how much is it going to help you that you're now in the same system with Greg for a second year?
It's going to help a lot because I know exactly what I'm doing. You know, I had Greg last year. That was my first year with Greg. And this year is the second year on the same system, so I'm pretty sure I know exactly what's going on.
Last one for Emmanuel.
Does Greg swear as much as coaches you've had in the past, more?
Actually, my high school coach, D-line coach, actually in competition with him. But I feel like Greg got a little upper hand. So, yeah.
Is that energy that you have, how does that help you guys?
Oh, yeah, I love that kind of, you know, I love aggressive coaches. I love coaches that gets in your face. He wants the best out of his players, you know. So that's what I like about Greg.
Thanks, man.
Thank you. Yeah.
Emmanuel Agba, how did it go out there today?
It went good. I was actually on the sideline watching you guys practice, but it went great. Y'all held it down.
Okay. There's some nice earrings, man.
Oh, thank you.
Some nice earrings. So, you know, do you think you're faster than Miles Garrett?
Hey. Look at the combine. Let me know what the combine says.
Well. A little cocky much, huh?
I wouldn't say cocky. I would say confident, you know?
Do you think you're faster than Dan Murphy?
100%.
Good answer.